This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We got a bunch of stuff to talk about, but we're tight on time, so I want to get right to Taylor Pratt, the director of The Right Place with the Salvation Army. Is it, by the way, is it a preschool?
It's a preschool.
It's exclusively a preschool.
Yes, yeah. Although we do school-age camp during the summer for about 7 weeks.
How's it going? Another year. I see you once a year.
Once a year,
you
Ryan.
You look great.
Thank you.
Life is good?
Life is good. We're busy. We're doing well. Winding down for the year.
How? Talk to me about like the capacity. Like, are you full, and how much can you handle, and what you know, like, give me a sense of how many kids and stuff.
Okay, so currently we only have 40 children. Our funding changed over from school readiness to something called Early Start Connecticut. So,
what does that mean? For the layperson out there.
So usually our funding would stream through a municipality. Now our funds are coming straight from the state. So,
does that mean less money?
No, it's more money. This is a good thing. Okay. It's just the slots we're given. To the entire state. Everyone had the opportunity to apply for them this year, right, instead of just the people that have had funding for the last decade or so.
Okay.
So it was more competitive this year.
And 40 is a lower number?
It's low for us, yep.
Does that mean there are openings?
No, because we only have 40 slots, and 40 slots are full.
That's it.
So we just put in another application. Fingers crossed, we might get some more slots and open another classroom. I'm actually really hoping, fingers crossed, that we can open in a toddler room, which we've never done before.
That'd be so fun.
So that would be so fun. We would take two-year-olds, and they would, you know, funnel through to our preschool room. So that's something to look forward to this year if we get those slots.
And when will you find out?
I think by the end of this month, because they go active January 1st.
Oh, so you could start that right away?
Yeah, when we get back.
And you could turn that around that quickly?
You know, we've got a lot of former families that have two-year-olds, like younger children, that have been wanting to come back. They're not happy where they are, or they trust us fully, right. So they want to bring their kids in even earlier. So we've got some families already lined up, so it's just a waiting game right now.
Obviously, you get children sort of cycle out and move up in school.
Yes.
And so when people are thinking about next year and beyond, like how can people, you know, whether people listening have kids or grandkids or nephews or nieces, like how do they find out about you? How do you qualify to come to the right place?
Well, everyone qualifies. We serve most of Greater Hartford area and Asylum Hill. Actually, all of Hartford. We have a lot of families from all over. You would just have to provide the documentation that's needed to be in a child care center. It's a sliding scale income-based program, so it's affordable, high-quality child care for families. We're right on the corner of Niles and Sigourney with big signs all over social media. And then there's also 211 child care where families all over the state can find a child care program where they live. And so we're on that list.
We're talking with Taylor Pratt from The Right Place. She's the director there on Bryan and Company. And again, it's a preschool. And a lot of people who give, even people listening for the holiday store, want targeted gifts. Like, mm-hmm. Are there, outside of your funding to be able to have 40 kids, are there any really specific needs that you have right now that people could maybe help you with?
We still struggle with finding funds to feed the children. We are part of CACFP, which is the federal food program, but that reimbursement doesn't cover all our costs. You know, in the last 2 years or so, the cost of getting food has skyrocketed for us. So supplies are more expensive, you know, kitchen supplies, and then the food itself. We cater out our lunch. Even that, I mean, we're paying about $5,000 a month. Wow. For lunches. So, wow. Yeah, it's become very costly, and it's so important.
What are they getting, filet mignon for lunch? Goodness.
They get good food.
I'm sure. Well, first of all, they deserve food. Yeah. I mean, I'm a big believer. Like, I'm a big believer in, I'm not going to get into RFK Jr. stuff, but I think processed carbs are bad and healthy food is important for young kids. I think it matters. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I actually think that's a cost that's worth it.
And yeah, and I agree.
Yeah, just think that the kids should be eating better mm-hmm. food. Taylor Pratt, who is the director at The Right Place. I was speaking of the kids, I'm just really curious, how are they doing? These are now kids that were born post-pandemic, so I'm just curious.
We have 2023 babies now.
It's incredible. So how are they?
They're good. The last couple of years were rough. Our 2020 kids were 2021 kids.
We it's our fault. I mean, like, we messed it up.
Yeah. I mean, it was such a joy to be able to have them come back. You know, during the pandemic, we reopened in July 2020. But we just saw so many challenging behaviors, and even just not having social emotional skills, because everyone was home,
right.
You know,
on an iPad.
And, you know, families were protecting their children for years after the pandemic. So, you know, sometimes we get enrollments. A child is just about to turn 5 and they'll be with us for that year before kindergarten. But they've been home for 5 right. years with no social skills. And that's the most important skill to learn in early childhood.
Yeah.
Well, to be prepared for, you know, kindergarten.
Well, to be honest, it's a soft skills now with this, all the technology and AI, it's even more valuable. So the kids are worse at it, but it's actually more valuable now because so few kids can really, like, look you in the eye and have a conversation with
right.
you, you know?
And right.
I think that's why, you know, the stuff that you do and having the kids together like that is so, so important. Taylor, it's great to see you.
You too,
Happy
Ryan.
Holidays. And I mean, just being around the kids, I mean, it's challenging, but I'm sure it's just so fun and rewarding.
It is. It's rewarding. Time. This will be a fun week. It's right before Christmas break. So pajama days, hot chocolate bars.
Stir crazy. They're just going bananas.
Everyone's a little crazy right now, getting sick at the end of the year. So we're ready for break, but it's fun.
Everyone's got a snip. My wife's high school, like everybody.
Yeah.
Like, they even canceled classes for a day because everyone
really?
Was sick. Yeah. There's a lot going on. Anyway, Taylor, have a happy holiday.
Thanks. You too.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.